是那么这
Through these merits, may sentient beings attain the rank of unseen, subdue the fall of thoughts, and be delivered from samsara's ocean, perturbed by the waves of aging, sickness, and death.
I prostrate to the three noble, rare, sublime ones. Thus did I hear at what time the Bhagavan.Dwelling on massive vultures mounted in Rajagriha together with great community of monks and a great community of bodhisattvas. At that time the Bhagavan was absorbed in concentration on the categories of phenomena.Called profound perception. Also at that time, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva Arya Avalokiteshvara looked upon the very practice of the perfect affection of wisdom and beheld those five aggregates also empty of inherent nature.Then through the power of Buddha, the Venerable Shariputra said this to the Bodhisattva, Mahasattva Arya Avalokiteshvara. How should any son of the lineage train who wishes to practice the activity of the profound perfection of wisdom?He said that, and the Bodhisattva Mahasattva Arya Avalokiteshvara said this to the Venerable Shariputra. Shariputra, any son of the lineage or daughter of the lineage who wishes to practice the activity of the profound perfection.Wisdom should look upon it like this correctly and repeat. Beholding those five aggregates also as empty of inherent nature. Form is empty, emptiness is form, emptiness is not other than form is also not other than emptiness.In the same way, feeling, discrimination, composition, factors and consciousness are empty. Shariputra, likewise, all phenomena are empty. Without characteristic, unproduced, unsustained, not without stain, not deficient, not full.Shariputra, therefore, in emptiness there is no form, no feeling, no discrimination, no composition of factors, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no visual form, no sound, no odor, no taste, no object of touch, and no phenomenon.There is no I element and so on up to and include no mind element and no mental consciousness element. There is no ignorance, no extinction of ignorance and so on up to and including no aging and death and no extinction.Aging and death, similarly there is no suffering, origination, cessation and power. There is no exalted wisdom, no attainment and also non-attainment. Shariputra, therefore, because there is no attainment, Bodhisattvas rely on Dwell in the perfection of wisdom, the mind without obscuration and without... Having completely passed beyond error, they reach the end point of nirvana. All the Buddhas who dwell in the three times also manifestly complete, awakened to unsurpassable, perfect, complete enlightenment in reliance on the perfection of wisdom. Therefore, the mantra of the perfection of wisdom, the mantra of great knowledge, the unsurpassed mantra, the mantra equal to the unequal, the mantra that thoroughly pacifies all suffering should be known as, since it is not forced, the mantra of the perfection of wisdom is declared, taya ta kate kate para kate, Para Sangate Poti Sohai Shariputra, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva should train in the profound perfection of wisdom like. Then the Bhagavan arose from that concentration and commended the Bodhisattva Mahasattva Arya Avalokiteshvara say. Well said, well said, son of the lineage, it is like that, it is like. One should practice the profound perfection of wisdom, justice indicated, even the Tathagatas rejoice. The Bhagavan, having thus spoken, the Venerable Sariputra, the Bodhisattva, Mahasattva, Arya Avalokiteshvara, and those surrounding in their entirety, along with the world of humans, asuras and gandhavas, were overjoyed and highly praised by the Bhagavan. And all surrounding sentient beings take refuge in the Buddha, take refuge in the Dharma, take refuge in the Sangha. We prostrate to the great mother Prajnaparamita, surrounded by all the children and by the assemblies of Buddhas and Bodhisattvas of the 10 directions. By depending on my prostrations to all of you, may these words of truth be actualized. In the past, the day of a king Indra dispelled the Maras by a profound meaning of wisdom gone beyond and reciting the profound words in daily recitation. In that same way, I also reflect on the profound meaning of the great mother Prajnaparamita and recite the profound words in daily recitation. May all diseases, spirit possessions, bad conditions, all the negative directions which happen due to past karma and immediate conditions be dispelled. May they become non-existent. May they be pacified. Kala jebe nejo tambo ne wanshe zhe wawe te doje rupa pola maye pishin. Nesom khandre chola cha ze lo. Samaranta shadara samaraya me samaranta shadara samaraya. Samaranta shadara samaraya me samaranta shadara samaraya. Samaranta shadara
Namo ma mudraya rondra vudan jeshayez padamba sanje rigun tada doje chandela son Jyadante Jivaya Shiva Chanyin Jya Chansev Chambha Lasun Jya Chajya Shimbha Chonyur Dutma Shinyi Shinran Chacho Jya Den Tisun Jya Jawa Yi Kera Baba Jambala Zuvan Jedante Jivai Jivan Chamanye Jechansem Jambat Lama Sunju Chajaya Jambat Chonyo Dutu Chinyin Yo-chan-chu-ka-va-ya-chin-chun-de Tu-ten-la-tu-va-yi-bit Je-chu-va-san-ka-va-la-yi-so-an Gye-don-sin-ti-va-ya-chi-va-t La-nin-chi-chun-sim-chun-va-t Lāsūn-yū-chā-nyā-chīmbūt Chūn-yū-tū-tū-mā-chīn-yīn Jām-yūn-jī-sī-mū-tū-ngāt Rū-jī-jī-tī-mā-chīn-bī-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-tū-t Yuan, Chan Yin Jie Chuan Sim Yuan Wan, Lam Sun Yu Chun Yu Chin Wan, Chun Yu Du Yu Tim Wan Xin Yin, Nin Jin Yin Tan Bi Yi Zi Xin, Gan Din Yi Din Chan Min Zim, Pasu Shi Yi Yang Zin Lai Si Wan, Yu Tan Zin Ti Wan Shi Wan, Chang Yi Ji Chang Zin Yang Wan, Lan Sun Ju Chang Jai Shi Wan, Chang Yi Ti Ti Wan Shi Yi, Rim-nyi-nyi-nan-yo-yata-xin Lam Sun Ju Chan Yai Chin Boi Chan Yai Doi Demai Chin Yil Chi Yi Yi Chin Vi Ma Huim Nye Tin Yi Din Bi Yan Sin Loi Sai Di Yi Ki Ra Lai Si Wan Yunan Zin Ti Wan Shin Wan Cham Nin Ji Chang Sim Yun Wan Lam Sun Ju Chang Yai Shin Wan Chon Yun Doi Ti Mai Shin Yin Gu Sun Ji Lin Ji Nyang Wan Ngur mi ji ha ji dhru kuen Ki dhru ya san ji yi shi lai su wan Ji dan zin ti wai shi wan Cham ni ji chan sim shun wan Lam sun ju chan yai shi wan Chon yoy doy te mai shim Je loy san jay ve de mai l Gwen te na ye me dam jay Je zi loy san che ye lai se wai l Langur miyaka jinnam reo Jizu jiliya jasi lai Jinnai zinri vai shimai Chamni jishu sin shumai Langsun yu cha jai shimai Chanyo-do-te-ma-shin-gyen-la-sab-dai-ja-che-che-gyen-gyen-gyen-gyen-gyen-gyen-gyen-gyen-gyen-gyen-gyen-gyen-gyen-gyen-gyen-gyen-gyen-gyen-gyen-gyen-gyen-gyen-gyen-gyen-gyen-gyen-gyen-gyen-gyen-gyen-gyen-gyen-gyen-gyen-gyen-gyen-gyen-gyen-gyen-gyen-gyen-gyen-gyen-gyen-gyen-gyen-gyen-gyen-gyen-gyen-gyen-gyen-gyen-gyen-gyen-gyen-gyen-gyen-gyen-gyen-gyen-gyen-gyen-gyen-gyen-gyen-gyen-gyen-gyen-gyen-gyen-gyen-gyen-gyen-gyen-gyen-gyen-gyen-gyen-gyen-gyen-gyen-gyen-gyen-gyen-gyen-gyen-g Lord. Lam so yo cha ya si mo. Cho yo lo yo de mo si ye. Ti me ye ri me ye nyan. Ta ra ye lam sa ye sa ye. Ke jo ye me wa mo la ye su. Get She drop ye bella in the nail. Jesus de be de me la is a white. Ye lies in de wash a mile. Chime ye ye chance in your one. Chime ye ye boy. Chon Chinese Do you want to run the lies? But Lam so yo cha yo chin boy, chon yo de de mo chin yin, ke ra ye ye zhe zon na, rim ye ye de be kwe mo yin, wan de de be ni ma la ye su wan. Get on the dear one, Shamot, Chan Yan 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 Y
Yeah, Johnny, yeah, 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 yeah,
Shaya Lipa Bela Zamba Lende Bala Shaya Jaminye Lita Lipa Aya Dama Yad Yende Zalam Shaya Jaminye Da Jaminye Jit Rinpoche Rewa Ba Samje Denje Vipa Mama Baye Lod Korla Rinpoche Norba Rinpoche Sumarim Boje, Lombarim Boje, Lombarim Dajorim Boje, Mabirim Boje, Dijim Boje, Jewa Maya, Jewa Maya, Dama,
Garama, Medama,
Dibi Maya, Nase Maya,
Dijama, Nyema,
Daya Maya, Rimboje, Do, Chale namba jebe
jaya Pizwa
lada miya benjo pizwa za Mazawa meba sashi yidwa
wawa dita
Chawa da jiba shibe
Mbunze lama tamba
namla Kiba duya yozo tembe ngada Tengi lida senebe Jizu lama lula doje chan shimba Kevje lama tübde sabarim Be Oh.
The practice, the refuge generating bodhicitta. So, using that as a motivation. So, very important, extremely important. We read that many times because we read that almost a beginning of every practice. Sangye Chodan Tsukhetana, so good to know some just essence of the meditation. So important. Here the whole Lamrim comes. Two verses taking refuge and then another two verses generating bodhicitta. Here comes all the Lamrim subject. Greater path to enlightenment of the whole the entire Lamrim subject. Not just that, but the basis and also and also Tantra subject comes in, it's included in that. Whole entire Dharma, it's included in that. So, we just normally just research, just like me or like, like me at many others, Sangha Chitam Sukhajan Lachana Bhattana, because you know the prayers of the Sadhu Prabhupada, and I'm not sure whether there's even meditation there. It's the most important subject, but you do meditation. I'm not saying everybody, but it's just like myself like that, you see. Thoughts are like myself, so I'm saying that. So you see, So if you don't study Dharma, if you never study Dharma, just only recite mantra, never learn Dharma, and only recite mantra only believe because your family is Buddhist, your parents are Buddhist, because they do the offerings, Buddha, they do the incense offerings, or the kind of traditional kind of make an offering, things like that. Follow to that, you just do what they do, and no understanding. You don't go to learn Dharma. You don't look for understanding, and also maybe good for some people. you know, doesn't know what to do and doesn't know where to learn Dharma. It's like that. So you have no understanding. So that's only what, follow what a parent does. A parent, I stayed 3 weeks, many years ago in Singapore, and somebody saw, I gave Tibetan Dharma name, not Tibetan, I'm sorry, Dharma name to the mother, Tibetan Nanjama or Tibetan Gachil or something, with the mother. I remember the Tibetan Dharma name, but I don't remember the Chinese name. But I don't think anyone is here. Isn't it the flower, the Singapore flower, the Prithangal, near Prithangal. Do you know the name? Maria, that's right, mother's name. She would know. She would know, huh? Maria and? The mother's name? Maria. Okay. Maria's mother. So I said 3 weeks or 1 month or something. So you see, they are father, mother, Buddhist. Father, mother, Buddhist, but they haven't started Dharma. They haven't started Buddhism. You know, they haven't started Dharma. So that's what probably their parents are Buddhist, but just do the normal things and you know, faith. Just do the faith things. But I don't know understanding because they didn't try to learn Dharma. You know, go to some place to learn Dharma. Didn't do that. So so they one son and one daughter. So my memory is very bad. Don't remember the name. Do you remember? Son is Mignon. Then. Daughter? Rose. Huh? Rose. What? Rose. Huh? Rose? Daughter's name. Okay. You don't mean rose flower. So they went to school. So one day, Christian books to presented to his sister while she was going to school. So then she read, and so later she became Christianity. And we talk sometimes, reincarnation, karma. So she did say some words, but I don't remember. It felt very strange when I was talking about that. Just 10 times little talks. So he couldn't speak in Buddhist language. I think when the children was here teaching APC, I sent, she started nunnery at the Vajrayogini Center in France, called the Japamo, probably I gave. And the name, I think she came, she sent her here. She just started the Japamo Center in the Vajrayogini, in the Western student nuns. So I sent here to, after, I think, Dr. Dieter, already he was ex-monk, Dieter. That number is Dieter, I think. So he taught here a long time. And I was here when he taught, I was here a long time, then to the children, who started Abhis, Shivadi Abhis, started in America. So she was here a long time. How many months? Do you know? How many months? Your home, at your home, for 4 months. Yeah, oh, I see. Did you also read it? Oh, hi. Eh? What? 6 months. He stayed. How many months? So, your home has been root of APC. I think Anil Windy came from Australia. She was going to wait in Nepal, and she asked you, must just start to buy the center, start to buy the house. No? She told you to must buy a house for the center. She was on the way to Nepal, she dropped here. She asked you to need to buy a house for the center. Do you remember? Well, that's what I heard. She told her, she asked her. So, many of you, I don't know, you know, El Chua. That's the original ABC. Very, very, very back. Which year?
Nineteen eighty-eight.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much. Yeah. When I was a Buddha Gaya, Ali Chua came. No, there was, I came here before. And Ali Chua came, then there was another girl. Yeah, there was another lady student, another lady, but I didn't see her this time. So, only those two came. One was a Buddha Gaya. I think his own is teaching. So that. That's a long time ago. So Ali Chua was the root, kind of them. because really, yes, as she spent so all of them stayed at her house for many months and taught, so did that to the children and so that. So, at the very beginning, I was with the Lama, the didn't do the Lama did teaching. There was the ABC, another one. That one, that was another ABC. Not, I don't think it's given by Lama, but Lama's. So Lama kept teaching there. I heard I was there, I wasn't here. Lama gave teaching to them. Long time ago, this before ABC here started. So I think that's, I met one man, but I think it disappeared. That one disappeared sooner or later. And so what happened was, I met, what's his name, that gentleman who is that, who has a temple. Oh, Lizzie, Lizzie. He came to Gabon with some of the people. Hey, Singbing, yes. What's his name? Liquid talk. So anyway, he came to Gabon. So I mentioned to him, you see, the need, expressed my wish to start, to start Lam Rim teaching, the kind of to start center, something like that. I don't remember exact word by word. I talked to him. Hokok. So he promised. So before Dida stayed at the house, before that, the data, the teaching started at Liquid's house, Liquid's temple, Liquid's house or temple started, the very first sat there. I think there might be Dieter, German ex-monk Dieter, who achieves Nirvana. Arahat Nirvana. So anyway, so Liqui, the nice gentleman, he worked very hard. He worked very hard in Singapore. You see, to have Buddhism in the school, he applied the government for. He worked very hard on that. There was only Christianity before, so because school started by them, so we worked with the government for a long time. He worked to have a Buddhism in school to teach. So then that's how I think the first started in school, Buddhism. Because he really dedicated, he worked very hard. So, this started from his house. You see, he gave a teaching at his house, in the temple. He had a temple. Also, I gave a talk when I was here. At this temple, long time, yes, new. He was the first person that I talked. So like that, then later, I think it started at Lichua's place, what all that. So she had to for a long time. So that's how the rule of ABC, like that. So now, I mean, curse word is, so, can we hear from Kapon, first Geshe, the Kapon monk, the first Geshe, from Sarah. So it's been very, very long, really excellent. You are so fortunate to have him. From Abbot of Kapon Monastery, the first Geshe, so the among the Kapon monks, and so when he was in Sera, not only studied well, but also monk conduct with all the monks they respect him. I heard all the monks they recognize and they respect him because good conduct, live in the monastery, good conduct. So thank you. Because you see, many people you don't know, but some people during the organization work, so they probably may, those who have drawing for organization, Dharma organization, you see, here and there, so, They might know, but general people wouldn't know. You see, even though you have very good Dharma knowledge, expert in explaining Sutra and Tantra, but you see, if you stay long time, you see, sooner or later, then you see, problem comes in the center, problem comes with students. I mean, actually, the mistake comes out, the mistake, misconduct, the mistake comes out, and you see the organization gets problems, and the students get problems. And so that's, you hear many times that. So then there's so much problem, then it's with the student, and then students and the organizations, everybody gets so much problem then, so difficult. So it takes a long time, you know, it is not easy to solve. So that happens. Clearly, quite a lot happens. So here you are extremely fortunate, so fortunate. Very quiet in the country, so really only the learning Dharma, you see, Katsuri, no problem, other than that, no problem, Katsuri. You know, with the students and the organizations, you see, this many times happened, even though expert in explaining Sutra Tantra, explain so much, but you see, then you stay longer, then sooner or later the problem comes out, you see. And due to general people, you don't know. So I'm just, you see, the people who have been working for organization, I mean, they might probably hear, some might know what. So that's why I think for you to rejoice, to you to realize what you have, the valid teacher, qualified teacher, and you know that humble teacher and valid teacher, qualified teacher, long time that can teach. Has patience and compassion. You see, he can teach a long time. That's so important. You know? That's so important. So, you see, otherwise, Otherwise, what happens? Even though you may be expert in spreading words, but you see the sooner letter only become closer, then wild, or the very wild problems will rise. Then very difficult, then not cannot study Dharma. Then very difficult for the mind. Mind become bubble. You know, water, hot water bubbling in the pot, you see. Hot water, the mind become like that. So so difficult to calm down. So anyway, I'm just telling you that, that's not easy. So long time to have a great peace, you see, to learn Dharma well, and you see, much patience and compassion, because of humbleness, that's so important, that real practice of Dharma, humbleness. Real practice of Dharma. No matter how much understanding you have, all the humbleness that because we're so important. The Lama, in his note at Kabul Monastery, he passed away in America, in Los Angeles, in the hospital. But there was note left at Kapon on the Lama's table, in the Lama's room on the table. It says, Kasuri, you know, the one who has humbleness is the great quality of the teacher, it says there. Lama wrote, I think somewhere he copied from that. Lama wrote, made notes. Just by the way, it again, as I'm talking about, origination of how the APC started, so I was saying that. So before that, I think the Dhamma with this help us for there's one student from Indonesia, the Lama's Asian student, so she died quite a number of years ago. I came to Singapore to teach. I came before, but just the airport on the way to Nepal or some of that. But I came to teach here at different temples, and then went to Malaysia to teach in Indonesia. So that time she was organizing, helping. So I stayed at Dharma Chakra, next one is Dharma Chakra. I stayed for 1 week or something one time. So anyway, get teaching there. Maybe that was first time. Was that, do you know? Dharma Chakra. I think it became past life to Raja. It became past life story. Wow.
哦，一教师跟着喇嘛多些。 Kala
そうで語れ、so when I came to give teaching the first time they took up teaching around the different place, different temples or like that, so that time I felt if you ask how to begin the Dharma practice, how to begin the Dharma practice, and where would be very difficult to get an answer. That's what I felt when I came here to give teachings. If you ask how to begin to begin the Dharma, so I think very difficult to get an answer. That's what I thought. To teach Lamrim the heart of the Buddha's teaching, the 84,000 teachings comes in the Lesser teaching, Mahayana Sutra, Mahayana Tantra. So the teaching was condensed all that. You know, simplified. Mainly set it up, not just in the number of education, but to mainly subdue the mind. The way to set up the outline or the presentations, mainly to subdue the mind. So when the philosophical teachings, when they don't subdue your mind, then listen Lamrim teaching, then subdue the mind. So that, So anyway, so Lamrim teaching is meant, then the meditation. Then philosophy and the background with the philosophy. So then I thought that something like that. Then if you start central, that will be incredibly beneficial in Singapore. That's what I thought. And then I felt like when you vomit, nausea, that's okay, uncomfortable. But I felt up to here, up to the neck, didn't come out. I felt here something very strange, the energy in here, and that can be very beneficial to Singapore people if it starts something like that. So then you see, they continued. The promise late in early Chua, then like sort of, Hapjing. How many years? Vendar? 30 years? Huh? 15 years. 29. Wow. Unbelievable. Thank you very, very, very much. And then the Kishila, look at me. It's so great. So that's great success. Great success. So what can be learned, studied for many years from starting from Laudo, then Kapan, then went to Sera, so many years started. So then that, you see, what he learned so many years, and then we see with the basic practice, and then you see, then taught here for so many years, and so that's excellent, that's real success. So, liberating sentient beings, then, as here, then, from the lower realms and from samsara, and they bring even the free from lower realm, nirvana, and bring to great nirvana in enlightenment. So it's great success for a long time. So as I mentioned, short time, so then, I mean, beginning with very good reputation and all that, and then end up with bad reputation. So that's where many times happens in the world. You have to, I'm just telling you to recognize what great opportunity, what great jewel you had. You know, jewel means which grand jewel. I'm using example. What you have. What the student here is in APC, was saying about what you have. We see very precious jewel. So I'm just using example. Let's see which kind of jewel. So the yes, of course, generally speaking, guru is a like which grand jewel for you. Guru is like which grand tree, like the mandala, which grand tree that you visualize in the south. So, you see, like which grand tree, with like which grand jewel, all like that. So, you see, for you, it's your which can do, your which can tree, like that sort of thing. Then you see, this stable, devotional thought, seeing the guru, looking at the guru, see all the Buddha, looking at the guru, every single Buddha, numberless Buddhas, they're looking at that, every single Buddha, That is the Guru Shatyamuni, that is the Maitreya Buddha, that is the Manjushri, that is the Medicine Buddha, that is Tara, that is the Vajrayogini, that is the everything. By looking at that, you see in that way. And then Karaswari, then remembering the curse of kindness. Devotional, respectful mind, kindness. So important. Then, after that, then service, respectful manner, offering service. Then you see, then to collect merit, if there's an offering to do, then offering everyone has, and to collect merit. So like that, you see, but during that, then you see all your wishes can succeed. From that, then all your wishes, including enlightenment, all the happiness in life, all the happiness future life, all the happiness future lives, future not only one life, future lives, then all the happiness, ultimate happiness, everything, then peerless happiness, Buddhahood, then everything. Also for self, also for others, also for self, also for others, numberless sentient beings, everything you achieve. So that's Guru is all your wish fulfilling, like the jewel, wishing tree, that brings all the fulfills all your wishes. Also like that. So anyway, So going back the story. The daughter became Christianity like that. I don't know whether she's little Christianity or not. I have no idea. But before, yes. Yes, she worked for the airline because hostess? Huh? Hostess, yeah, for long, many years. Going to Australia like that. So anyway, but you see now, parents don't like that. Parents don't like that. The father spends, he hardly spent in the house. While I was there, he came one time, just one of the nights. Then he had to go. He works in the ships. He traveled around the world. selling sheep. I'm not sure what it is. Sheep. Hardly in the house. When I was there, only one time, I think, came two nights. Parents are Buddhist, but they didn't learn, so that's the main faith in sort of that, kind of like that. They do things, but they can't really explain. And family, the daughter, become like that. But they can't explain. They don't know Dharma, but they don't know Buddha Dharma. They can't explain. You see, so that's the problem. Is that the Buddha son helped very much to the children when she was here, print her books. What she taught in a make book and print, helped to produce books by him. Here and the port. Airport, I met the mother and the daughter also. I'm sure that is not only them. There are many. You see. So important to learn, to read books, again. You up to your karma, basically up to you, depend on your karma, what kind of karma you have. Not every book is a correct, valid, or correct. Buddhist, but not necessarily everything is valid, correct. Not necessarily. So it very depends on your karma, what karma created from past life, past. You know, then depending on that, then it happens. Is it correct book or not? You know, wrong book or given misunderstanding or you never know. So that depends on your karma. Basically, it's not a mistake of the other person who wrote the book. It's your mistakes, your own karma. If you didn't make right prayer, good karma, you didn't do then good preparation, then even Buddhism, but you meet all kinds of lot of mistakes soup. Wrong concept, not easy. Then you spend your whole life in that wrong path, or the many wrong things. Then you spend you believe in that whole your life. If you haven't created good karma from past, didn't make good prayer, then that affects your life. What you believe in this life, then it affects your next life. Hundreds, thousands, millions, on. It affects to the future lives, your future lives. So difficult. You continue to create the cause of samsara, the wrong understandings of the path and the wrong teachings. Very difficult. Continuously in the lower realm, continuously in the samsara. So difficult to get out to be free from samsara. so difficult. So just like the container, you know, clay container, and the fly got inside, and then but there's a way he can come out immediately. You see, but can't say that. So goes inside. Oh, you know, for a long time. Oh, even though if you look straight, you can come out, but can't see. Don't come out to see that. Oh, like that. Lama chala. So then, for eons, what then you get? You go through suffering. You know, six realms, hell, hunger, ghost, animal, human beings. Suffering, Baba. Even Deva realm, you know, unbelievable, most developed country, most developed human country, most developed, registered family, you know, in the world, but is the poorest, that's the, comparing Deva realms, is the poorest, country, it's a family, even though it's the richest in the world, in the human world, but it's the poorest. But it's nothing, it's the poorest. Compared to Deva realm. So even there's so much as pleasure, but the attachment to that. So mind is totally occupied by that, and very hard to see that it is natural suffering. We have to see that samsara, how samsara is natural suffering, how your samsara is natural suffering. Mind is totally culturally occupied, the sense pleasure, so distracted by that. Can't say you are samsara, natural suffering, samsara pleasures, natural suffering, can't say, then can't generate bodhicitta, can't generate compassion to other sentient beings, can't see the sufferings of others, numberless sentient beings suffering, can't, how they suffering, can't see. Can't develop bodhicitta, no way to achieve enlightenment, like this world, us born in this world has opportunity, and there's a pleasure, but there's also suffering, you know, in the world, all kinds, so easy to realize, you recognize your own samsara, natural suffering. Then all others, you can see those who are in samsara, how much of that suffering, so as we see your own samsara, like a naked body sitting in the thorn bush, or midst of the fire, hot red fire, your naked body inside, like that. So in every second, almost unbearable. Or it's like that. So like you never wish even 1 second to be in the prison, but you uncontrollably, then it happened to be in the prison, without that, even a second is too long. I don't want to free from that. So much suffering. So all of that, you see your being samsara is in. Like that, suffering, like that. Oh, then, you only look at others, not just one, like yourself, not just one, but numberless helpings, numberless hungers, numberless animals, numberless himebe, numberless surabe, numberless asurabe, suffering, samsara, so, So when you see how you feel unbearable even for a second, you're being samsara. Or then you feel the numberless others being samsara, constant, you are nothing. You are just one person, that yourself, nothing. All the numberless others suffer, Baba, in the hell, in the hunger goes, and so then unbearable compassion. So then, so feel so unbearable, most unbearable, so unbearable. Then, you know, even day, one day, even 1 hour, minute, second, can't even. So much comfort. Then you see unbearable others suffering sometimes. So you feel compassion to others. Or then that's how then you generate bodhicitta. Free, you have to repair to them. So freedom, yourself freedom from some oceans of samsara suffering bring in happiness. Yourself through that, so you have to repair. So even though they are numberless Buddha Dhamma Sangha, you see, liberating sentient beings from some oceans or some kind of suffering, bring to enlightenment, benefiting to a numberless sentient being. But you see, all your past, present, future happiness up to enlightenment, you know, all that you are three times, past, present, past from beginning to birth, and present, future happiness up to enlightenment. Every single your happiness you receive from, numberless helpings, numberless hunger ghosts, numberless animal, numberless human beings, numberless surya beings, numberless asura beings, numberless intermediate beings. Oh, then, Kaswari, then, as I mentioned, Kaswari, not only that, the Kaswari, I mentioned this at the beginning of the here Lama Trapa commentary. At the beginning, I mentioned the. And then Kasuri, Kasuri, your open heart, to Buddha Dhamma Sangha, you see, relying on the Buddha Dhamma Sangha, see, that makes you to be free from lower realms suffering, you see. And then that makes you also to be free from samsara. Then that makes you to be free from lower nirvana, to not get caught in the lower nirvana. So you see, the Bodhisattvas like this, I might have mentioned before, but I might have mentioned before, probably, I think. Tell like this, arahatas, you see, arahatas. Who seek liberation from the oceans of samsara, suffering, who seek liberation. So they desire the incredible to experience it, to achieve the blissful state of peace for oneself. Arhatas. Oh, but it's not a wish. Other sentient beings free from oceans of samsara suffering and to bring to peerless happiness, enlightenment, Buddhahood. Not that. You see, yourself, achieve the blissful state of peace, liberation of samsara, blah, 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 blah. You know like that. So what happens is, it is said in the liberation poem. So, even you become arhat, achieve nirvana, liberation of samsara, oceans of samsara suffering, but it takes eons. It takes in you are in that state for eons. Then finally, Buddha say four words and send light to them. Say four words, I don't remember. So Buddha say four words. Then you see slowly. Then that's how they gradually then follow the Mahayana path. You know, like that. So not easy. Buddha says four words. But you see, difficult to generate compassion to the sentient beings. Because of the habit, you know, you achieved a blissful state of peace and you are in that for eons, you are in that. So because of the habituation of that, so difficult to generate compassion, to realize the suffering of others. Difficult to generate compassion, difficult to develop bodhicitta. Oh, as I mentioned, you have to know that. So difficult, not easy. So habit, you know, mind. So you're so sinking into that, the belief that peace, you know, it's like, if I give you an example, who was taking cooking drugs. And I don't know about LSD, but cooking or the drugs, and you kind of completely, that time you don't think the problems, doesn't feel the problems, or then you have a problem in the life, then you don't feel that until the power of the drug goes away. And then, of course, then you have a natural mind, then, of course, the problem you remember back. So, until the power of drug, the possessed mind, doesn't go away, then, you see, you don't feel the problem. So, about that, you see. So difficult to generate bodhicitta, compassion to others, bodhicitta, so difficult. Oh, therefore, we are most fortunate. You have to think yourself. Now here, Metta Mahayana teaching, so fortunate. You have to know that. Not enough, just only knowing the information. No, you have to use. You have to think yourself how fortunate you are. Oh, that you see, then you understand. So then you understand how you're so fortunate. And you need to study Buddha Dharma, Mahayana teaching, Sutra, Mahayana teaching, Tantra. So okay, now that part. I want to tell one thing. Malaysia, there's a Kasturi family. I stayed at their house. When there was no center, epimetry center in Malaysia, so Tony Wong arranges where I stay. So he arranges all the programs to be with the sick people. Then the sick people come to see me, and then Of course, then I have to do more, then takes time. Then probably he has to wait a long time. Then his wife gets scold. When he arrives at home, his wife gets scold him. Then, so anyway, so I think at least two times they had rent that time we didn't have center. So after the center, we wrote to me, you know, to start the center. So I said, okay. After that, then we fled Wee's house. So like that. So at least two times, Tony rented programs. So I said, one family, who's I don't know the name, so wealthy family. But you see now, the things, I'll tell you one thing. Because no learning, and they being Buddhist, they just, you know, I think just Jiru Sanewang or just, you know, their friends, Jiru friends, and then kind of, you know, then you keep statue Buddha, and what normal people do, you do, but you do not understanding, and kind of like that, you see. So what happened, because you never try to learn Buddhism, you see. It's incredible. It's all like it's only decided three ways. Religion and science and Buddhism is divided in three. But I don't remember exactly. It's only decided in religion and science and the Buddhism divided in three ways like that, but I don't remember. So she never tried to learn Buddhism. So just do what friends do, what you know, like that. You see. So what happened? Because you didn't learn Buddhism, you see, it's scientific. It's very scientific. It's logical. It's very scientific. But because you didn't learn, so you don't know. So what happened was your son died. So all of a sudden your son died. Because of course they cherish the most, of course, and cherish the most your son, of course. And he suddenly died. So then threw the statues from the altar on the floor. Then his Buddha didn't help, so they blamed Buddha didn't help, so they threw all the statues on the floor. So this is what happened, it was done. So this is what happens. You see, if something, a problem comes, then Buddha didn't help, then you see you lose faith and they become a heretical being and so it gets very heavy negative karma. So all that happens. If you don't learn Buddhism, that's what happens. If you learn Buddhism, then you have to think karma. You have to think your karma. Son died, it's his own karma, in the family karma. You know? So created by the mind, not other people's mind, not God, not... You see, their own mind. The son died, that's created by his son, his own mind, and the family karma. You see, like that. How Buddha liberated us, sentient beings. I think yesterday I mentioned somewhere. How Buddha liberated us from sentient being. How Buddha liberated. How Buddha liberated us. I think it's time to stop. So that's why. So words doesn't come out correctly. I think it's time to stop. So the Buddha, see the way liberated us, sentient beings from the oceans of samsara suffering is by not watching. Like the Hindus say, the river Ganga, you know, after people died, then they put feet under the water and that believe they purified all the sins, you know, before they burning the body. So all that, you see, not in that way, not by washing with water. And second, and not by, because like a thorn went inside the body, then with the hand took it out. Oh, not in that way. With the way the Buddha liberated us, sentient beings from the samsara, from the oceans of samsara suffering. You see, not in that way. To not think about tree, meditation, joy, tonga, chaki, misela, and then, mighty ones do not wash, the negative karma with water, or negative karma with water, no? They were not that way. No, they also second, joy, tonga, chaki, misela, sentient beings, tons of migrant beings suffering, are not eliminated by the hand, so like taking thorn out from the body, not in that way. So, third one, transplanting his own realization, the Buddha's realization within us, sending his mind, not in that way. Like you transplant a brain or heart or things like that. You see, they who don't have, who are sick, who don't have proper, then you transplant from another body, not in that way, you see. You talk about not transplanting the realization within us, and not that way. Then how it is then? Chingy Dhamma Dhamma Chwaju, and then he liberated Chingy Dhamma Dhamma Chwaju. Buddha showing the truth, Chingy, the ultimate reality, the truth by revealing that to us sentient beings, then that's the way how Buddha liberated us, the oceans of samsara suffering. What a chingy them, but they were treasures. So the, Buddha taught, the main teaching, then, the ultimate truth. 12 volumes. Then, more condensed than that, the 4 volumes, then more condensed at the Jetong Bhade, 8,000 and 1 volume. Then after that, you see, directly mentioned wisdom, it shows wisdom, indirectly shows method, that the heart of the essence of wisdom, which we recited. Oh, that you see. Oh, then, Karjane, the few syllables of the Prajna Paramita, there is the Lama Tomatan, the Jiva Rajavan, Pajava, Shakatola, Chato, Tata, Omanemane, Mamuni, Swata one. Then, the one syllable of Prajna Paramita, just one syllable, it shows no phenomena has the true existence, or existing from inside, existing by nature, or using our everyday language is real. No phenomena has the real one. The existence, what the transcendent doesn't have. Because all, including I, action, object, all the phenomena, how they exist, is a mere label by the mind. Merely, tokpe pa taktam, tokpe par, tokpe, the concept, par there, pa taktam. So, mere label by the mind. So, everything, I know the I, action, object, everything exists in the mere name. In the mere name. So nothing exists from its own side. Nothing exists from its side. Nothing is real. Nothing is real. Real, you see, real means is existing from its own side. By itself, or the true existence, or the real means that. All like that, you see. So the whole phenomena is merely leveled by the mind. So nothing exists from that. Totally empty. Totally empty. While everything is totally empty, it exists. Exists merely leveled by mind. So those two are unified. Emptiness and subtle demand arising, those two are unified. Oh, this, if you realize this, then you realize the Madhyamika, middle way, view. Otherwise, you think you believed you realize the emptiness, but then when the conventional truth, the truth for the logical mind, you see how it exists. Or then you find great difficulty. Like you see, you can't put that how it exists in the mere name. You can't put that. You find it hard. You see, in the conventional truth, the existence, you find hard. Or then you find it hard to accept, to realize the existing, then there is something wrong. You understand what you have realized emptiness. That's not realizing emptiness. It's proved by that. So when you are very easily able to understand, if you think you realize emptiness, then very easy, so easily. That exists in my name, middle level of my mind. That fits is very easy. So it's unified, emptiness, independent rising. Then you see, you don't find hard, the definition, the existing. Then because of that naturally. Because of course in that existence, while it exists, it's empty. So that cannot find contradictory unified to your mind. Then correct. You see, so therefore that's Kathore, Kathore Buddha's how Buddha liberated us from oceans or samsara, suffering, suffering of rebirth, suffering pain, which is suffering of rebirth, death, old age, sickness, and so forth. And then meeting the desirable object, meeting the undesirable object, separating from desirable, not finding satisfaction, if you found all the samsara pleasure, then including sleep, music, then all that pleasure, then sexual pleasure, then all kinds of pleasure, all this natural suffering. That's why you can't continue, you can't develop. But where's Dhamma happiness? You can continue, you can develop when you achieve Nirvana, and especially when you achieve enlightenment. Totally cease that subtle obscuration, then you are able to complete the happiness. So, the realization, all that you achieve, all of that you can complete. But sometimes pleasure you can't because of nature of suffering. All of that. Then third suffering, pervasive compound suffering, the aggregates. Why the nature of suffering? Why experience the body mind experience suffering? It's because it's not free from the delusion karma. It's under the control of delusion karma. Oh, so that's why it suffers, the body mind nature of suffering. Okay? Like that. And they also contaminated the seed of delusion karma. So from the seed again, suffering rises, delusion rises. Suffering rises, including the future life sufferings. So delusion rises from that again. So pervasive compound of suffering. So therefore, by actualizing the kasvade, the way to be free from that forever, totally, is by actualizing the truth, ultimate reality, truth that the Buddha has taught, or then by realizing that, then direct perception of that, then sees the seed of delusion karma, then you are able to see the delusion karma. So then you are able to cease totally the oceans of samsara suffering. That's how kasuri. Like that. By actualizing true path, then you actualize the true cessation of suffering. All like that. You have to. That this is helpful to know. This is helpful. otherwise, this what family does. All this, what this, what happens. And then, if you don't learn Buddhism, it's like that. You see, if that's what people, what other people do, or the, they just said, but they don't not learn Buddhism. Then, if you not learn, big mistakes. Even you do prayers, you don't know what the meaning of prayer. So see like that. So. Okay, sorry.
Oh, yes, I see. I'm going to go to the hospital.